Amen. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and get into our lesson tonight. And if you have a Bible, if you adult have a Bible, you can take your Bibles and go to Genesis chapter number 1. And just like Amy and Freddie were talking about, we're going to learn tonight the very first story in the Bible, and it is a story about creation. So we're going to learn about creation. I think some of these kids are asking for Bibles. I'm not sure if they need them. Go ahead. I don't think some of them can read, but all right, can you, if you can read and you need a Bible, keep your hand up. How about that? If you can read and you need a Bible. All right, I'm going to do a reading test right now. So we're going to learn about the first story in the Bible. We're going to learn about creation. And I just want to remind you that we talked about the fact that after the lesson, there's going to be some questions. All right, so if you have, if you pay attention, you're going to learn from the Word of God, and then you can answer some of these questions. And what I'm going to do for you kids is I'm actually going to draw tonight, all right? How many kids like to draw? Who likes to draw? All right, a lot of you like to draw, little artists. When I was a kid, I used to like to draw a lot, and I'm going to draw some things for you, and I want you to guess for me what it is that I am drawing, all right? I'm going to draw some things for you, and you can guess for me what it is that I am drawing. And you can just go ahead and call it out, all right, kids? As soon as you think you know what I'm drawing, you go ahead and call it out. Earth? All right, good. Who thinks it's the Earth? Who thinks it's the Earth? Raise your hand. Who thinks it's the moon? All right, you guys are a smart bunch. I'm going to go ahead and just finish drawing this, all right? And this is the earth. Now, the reason I drew the earth is because the Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So I'm drawing the earth here to show you that on day one, because the Bible says that God created everything in the universe in 1 week, in 7 days. On the seventh day, God rested. But in 6 literal days, God created everything in the universe. And the Bible begins by telling us that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the, what is this? Earth. All right. Now, for some of you kids out there that are Bible theologians, let me go ahead and say this, all right? The earth actually did not look like this on day one. Because the Bible teaches that God actually did not divide the waters from the earth until a different day. So the earth didn't actually look like this, but I drew it like this so you can identify the earth. Because otherwise, I would have just drawn a circle with blue all over it. Because the Bible says that actually on day one, the entire earth was covered with water. All right? So we have the earth. See if you can guess what this is. This one's not going to be as easy, maybe, to guess. A sun. Well, what about this? So here's what I... All right, so listen up. The Bible says that on the first day, God created the heaven and the earth. The Bible also says that on the first day, God divided the light from darkness. He created the light, and he divided it from darkness. All right, I'm going to read this for you in the Bible. In Genesis 1:1, the Bible says this. Can we turn this off, please? Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So I just read to you what the Bible says was created on the first day, all right? So let's review. God created the heaven and the what on the first day? Earth. What else did he create? He created light. Light, good. And he divided the light from what? From darkness. All right, good. You guys are a good students. What do you think God created on the second day? The second day, the Bible tells us, I'm just going to draw something and let's see if you guys can guess what it is, all right? A cloud. All right, hold on. I heard star. Who thinks these are stars? Somebody was saying stars, all right. Who thinks these are hot dogs? Who thinks they're hot dogs, all right. Who thinks these are clouds? Clouds, all right, yeah. I drew clouds. Now, the Bible doesn't say that God created clouds on the second day, but I drew this to illustrate this. The Bible tells us that God created a thing called the firmament, and God called the firmament heaven, and what God created was the sky. And the Bible tells us that God divided the waters. What do you think that is?
Water.
That God divided the waters that were under the firmament from the waters that were above the firmament. So on day one, he created the earth. He created the heavens and the earth. He created the light, and he divided the light from darkness. On the second day, God created the firmament, or heaven, and he divided the waters from the firmament, and the firmament is what we call atmosphere or sky. Let me read it for you from the Bible. Genesis 1:6 says this, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so, and God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. All right, so what did God create on the second day? He created what? The sky, what we call atmosphere or firmament. And God divided the sky, the firmament, from the waters. All right, so we have the waters down here, and they are divided from the firmament. Now, on the third day, the Bible tells us, let's see if you can guess this. I'm going to need a few colors for this one, all right? So let's see if you can guess this, okay? Who thinks they know what that is? Water. Okay, water. All right, good. Some of those are good guesses. Some of them are not very good guesses, but some of them are good guesses. Okay, who thinks they can guess now? All right, so what is this? This is land? What is this?
Water.
All right. What is this? Land. Good. What is this? It is a palm tree. The Bible says that on day three, God divided the waters from the land, and he brought plant life to life. The Bible says in day three, let me read it to you. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called the seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day. All right, so on the third day, God gathered the waters together, and he called it the sea. That's this. And God made the dry land to appear, and God created the plant life. All right, so that's what happened on the third day. So here's what happened. Day one, God created the heaven and the what?
Earth.
And God created the light, and he divided the light from darkness. All right. Then the Bible tells us that God created the heaven or the firmament, the sky, and he divided the water from the firmament. And then the Bible tells us on day three that God divided the water from the land. He made the land to appear, and he called it earth, and he called the water seas, and then he made plant life to grow upon the earth. Okay, does that make sense to everybody? All right, now let's go to the fourth day. Let's see if you can guess what God created on the fourth day. Is that a sun? All right. Okay, all right. That sounds good. Let's see if you can guess this one. And all right. Okay, let's see if you can guess this one. And the stars. All right. The Bible tells us that on the fourth day, God created the sun and the moon and the stars. Okay, let me read it for you. Genesis 1:14, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens, and divide the days for the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, that's the sun, and the lesser light to rule the night, that's the moon. And he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. All right, so we're 4 days into creation. So what did God create on day four? He created the sun, the moon, and the stars. All right, good. What do you think God created on the fifth day? Let's see if you can guess what God created on the fifth day. Let me get some colors here. I'm missing one of my colors, I think. There we go. I couldn't find this one. Let me see what colors I need for this. So, see if you can guess this. This one's gonna be hard. You're gonna have to pay attention, okay? Okay, all right, let's take a vote. Let's see how good my drawings are. Who thinks this is a hippopotamus? All right, who thinks it's a cow? Who thinks it's a bird? Bird? All right. So the Bible tells us that on day five, God created the birds, and the Bible tells us that God created... Let's see if I can do this. Who thinks that's a cow? Okay, all right, quiet down. Who thinks that's a whale? All right, yeah, it's a whale. The Bible tells us that God created the animals that are in the sky, in the firmament of heaven, and in the water, in the oceans. Not just whales, he also... All right. He created fish. Okay, let me read it for you. Day five, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life and fowls that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth with the waters, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. All right, so on day number five, God created birds, and God created the creatures of the sea, all right? The fish and the whales of the sea. All right. Let's see if you can guess the next one. You're never going to get this one. Hannah, you've already seen it, so I don't want you to say anything. See if you can guess this. Some of you are cheating by reading your Bibles, but that's okay. All right. Okay, who thinks it's a ladybug? Who thinks it's a strawberry? It could probably be both. All right, yeah, it's a ladybug. All right, you know what the Bible tells us God created on day six? He created insects. Insects. Not only did God create insects, but on day six, he created, let's see if you can guess this. Okay, who thinks it's a dog? Who thinks it's a cat? Who thinks it's an elephant? All right, elephant. So I drew an elephant because the Bible says that on day six, not only did God create elephants, but God created all the animals that live on land, all right? So we have insects, we have the animals that live on land, and let's see if you can guess this. Okay, so I don't know if that's what Adam looked like. Obviously, Adam wasn't wearing clothes, but I'm not going to draw that. But God created man. On day six, God created man. All right, so we've gone through all 6 days of creation. On day one, God created the heavens and the earth. He created the light, and he divided the light from the darkness. On day two, he created the sky, or the firmament, heaven. And he divided it from the waters under the firmament and also the waters above the firmament. On day three, he divided the land from the water. He made the earth to appear, and he created plant life. On day four, he created the sun, the moon, and the stars. On day five, he created the fowls of the air, and he created the animals in the sea, the whales and the fish. And on day six, he created everything that lives on land, insects, the land animals, and human beings. Now, Here's one thing, because we want you guys to learn this, but I want you to remember it as well, all right? So one easy way for you to maybe remember this in the future is this. When we divide the creation week into two different parts, then it helps us to remember what was created on one day, on what day, all right? If you take the first 3 days, because obviously on the seventh day, the Bible says that God rested. In fact, let me just go ahead and read to you. I don't think I read day number six, but the Bible says, God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over creeping things that creepeth upon the earth. And in verse 31, the Bible says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. All right, so here's a way that you can remember this. If you think of the first 3 days as the day that God formed, In fact, let's just say, think of the first 3 days as forming, and think of the next 3 days as filling. This will help you remember what was created when. If you consider the fact that on the first 3 days, God formed things. What helps me to remember this is I think of like a cup. God formed and he created. Let me redo that. He created the place. He created the earth and the heaven. He created the firmament and divided it from the waters. He divided the waters into seas and the earth and plant life. This is the forming stage. Then what God does on the next 3 days, after he forms, then he fills. He fills what he formed. So notice the connection here. You have the heaven and the earth, light and darkness. But then God fills the heavens with the sun, the moon, and the stars. He creates the sky and fills it with the animals that are going to fly in the sky, the fowls of the air. He creates the water and he fills it with the animals that are going to swim in the water, the fish and the whales, the sea creatures. On day three, he brings the earth and he makes plant life. And then he fills the earth with insects and with land animals and with human beings, all right? So hopefully, for some of you older kids, maybe this is an easy way to remember. Days 1, 2, and 3, God formed. Days 4, 5, and 6, God filled. And on the seventh day, the Bible tells us he rested, all right? On the seventh day, he rested. So that is the creation story. Now, let me just give you some real quick applications with regards to creation, all right? Since God created the heaven and the earth, that's what the Bible says in Genesis 1:1, then what that tells us is that there is no Big Bang theory, all right? There are people out there who teach and they reject the Bible, they reject what the Bible teaches, and they'll teach that all of this came into existence without God. That there was just a big explosion, and then it all came into existence. But that's not true, because the Bible tells us that God created everything. God created the heaven and the earth. Not only that, the Bible tells us that God created man. God created man on what day? Day number 6. The Bible tells us that God created man in his own image. And since that's true, then here's what's not true: evolution. There are people who are going to try to teach you that we evolved from animals, that we came from apes. And you might read a book one day, and it says that we came from apes and we came from monkeys. But that's not true, because the Bible says that God created all the animals and God created man in his image. Also, there are going to be people who are going to tell you that the earth is millions and billions and kabillions of years old. But that's not true, that the universe is millions and billions of years old. That's not true. The Bible tells us that the earth's about 6,000 years old, and I'm not giving you an exact number there. But the reason they want you to think that the universe is billions of years old is because they need that much time to lie to you and tell you that we evolved and we came from animals. But the Bible tells us that God created everything and that God created you. So since God created everything and since God created everyone, then here's the big takeaway. He must have a purpose and a plan for your life, for all of you. The Bible tells us in Psalm 139 and verse 14, I'm just going to read this for you. It says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. The Bible says that we were all created by God. He says that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. And I want you kids to remember this. If God made you, then he must have a plan for you. If God created you, then he must have a purpose for you. God has a purpose and God has a plan. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise, all right? Let's go ahead and bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do love you. We thank you for these young people. And Lord, we thank you for the creation story that tells us the origins of man and where we came from, and the fact that there is a God that loves us and cares for us. And Lord, we pray that you would help these young people to learn to love you and care for you, to realize that you created them with a purpose and a plan. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.